Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe. You know, elephants are some of the smartest animals on the planet. Elephants never forget. Have you ever heard that before? Well, they are also very in tune with their emotions. It would be a shame if there were no elephants. The name of our lesson is The Survival of Elephants. And yes, believe it or not, they are in danger, and you can do something about it. I'll just tell you now, if you make sure never to buy ivory, that is xiangya, and you encourage others not to buy ivory, you will be a big help in the elephant's world. You know, we all judge people for different things, but I will be honest with you right now. If I meet someone who owns anything made of real ivory, I just might judge them. There's no excuse. After today's and tomorrow's lesson, you will have no excuse to buy ivory or to show off your ivory products. This is a very important lesson that some of you and that some countries need to pay attention to. Okay. Open up your magazine and let's get started.
The Survival of Elephants. Elephants are basically refugees. What does fear motivate you to do? When I feel afraid, I tend to be more hesitant in following my usual patterns. Perhaps it is a strange-looking person lurking nearby, or vicious dogs barking at me that evoke that emotion. Note that I am just a normal-sized woman whose perception of something as dangerous causes me to change. What could the Earth's largest land mammal possibly be afraid of? Many terrifying things. African elephants have radically altered their behavior patterns just to stay alive.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 vicious 这个形容词。Vicious 是指凶残的或恶毒的。例如 ,the vicious villain was finally captured by James Bond at the end of the movie. 在电影的结尾，这个邪恶的坏蛋终于被詹姆士庞德给抓起来。或者是 ,these vicious terrorists have no mercy on humans. 这些残暴的恐怖分子对人没有任何的恻隐之心。Vicious 也指严重的或惨烈的，例如 The vicious disease was infectious and took millions of people's lives. 这个可怕的传染病夺走了数百万人的性命。继续我们看 evoke 这个动词 ,V-O-K 这个字根有声音的意思。所以 evoke 是指引起或唤起。例如 The smell of apple pie evokes sweet memories with my grandparents. 苹果派的香味唤起我跟爷爷奶奶在一起的美好回忆。或者是 The player's criticism toward Jeremy Lin evoked controversy. 这位球员对林书豪的批评引起了争议。或者是 The graphic images in the movie might evoke great fear in faint-hearted viewers. 这部电影中逼真的画面可能会让胆小的观众感到很害怕。
Gabe, isn't that a little harsh? You judge everybody just because they have a little bit of ivory?
Okay, maybe it was a little extreme, but there are a lot of people that are buying ivory that has been sold or bought illegally. And I know that sometimes it's legal, but most of the time, I just don't know. And elephants are the ones that have to pay for it.
Well, that's very true, but I bet some people probably buy ivory ignorantly, meaning that they really don't know about...the elephant's problem.
Well, you're right. Or maybe they do. I know some people do know about this problem, but they're trying to find another way, maybe to find a good source that is trustworthy or reliable. But Rebecca, I was doing some research, and even those ones, it's hard to know if all of it is reliable or if some of it has been done illegally.
Well, one thing we do know for sure...is that the elephants are in danger. Mm-hmm. And we should do everything in our power to try to protect these amazing creatures. Well, today's lesson is the survival of elephants. And our lesson says elephants are basically refugees.
Yeah, a refugee is someone who has fled from one country or one place to another because it was too dangerous to stay in that place. And today's lesson doesn't really talk about the idea of being a refugee, but we will talk about that idea tomorrow. However, let's continue.
Our lesson says, what does fear motivate you to do? Well, when I feel afraid, I tend to be more hesitant in following my usual patterns. Perhaps it is a strange-looking person nearby, or vicious dogs barking at me that evoke that emotion.
That's right, a strange-looking person lurking nearby. Now, you see this vicious dog here, right? To lurk, maybe this dog was lurking around the corner, right? To lurk means to wait, but you're kind of out of view. Or it could also mean to exist unobserved by other people. Or people just don't think that you're a threat at all. So you're kind of lurking there.
For example, I saw a strange dog lurking around the store. It actually made me a little nervous.
Right, kind of just like that dog you saw in the picture, right?
Yeah, just like that dog.
Yeah, kind of a vicious dog that was. So this is written by Linda Ludwig, okay, so she continues here, note that I am just a normal-sized woman whose perception of something as dangerous causes me to change. I wonder what she could mean by that. Change how? Well, maybe she could change the route that she takes, or maybe the way she goes somewhere. If she thinks this way is too dangerous, then she'll change routes.
Okay. Well, we read, what could the Earth's largest land mammal possibly be afraid of? And that's a good phrase for you all to know.
Yes, what could this possibly be afraid of? You use this kind of phrase when you really don't know the answer, or when you perhaps think that the answer is just not possible. Why even think about it?
For example, you could use this to talk about rich people. What could one of the world's richest people want? They have everything they could possibly imagine, right? House and money and cars. So what could they possibly want?
Yeah, what could they possibly need, right? That's a good question. Friends, think of another way you can use this phrase. Replace those nouns and verbs with something else. What could the Earth's largest land mammal possibly be afraid of? Rebecca, what is the Earth's largest land mammal?
Are you talking about elephants?
Okay, it wasn't that hard to guess. It's the title of our lesson.
Yes, I got it right.
Yeah, good job.
Elephants.
Okay. Elephants, but specifically African elephants. Okay, so the answer is many terrifying things. African elephants have radically altered their behavior patterns just to stay alive. Rebecca, have you ever seen an elephant in person before?
I have. As a matter of fact,
where?
I've received a massage from an elephant.
What?
Mm-hmm.
A massage?
Yes, a massage. We were in Bali a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
And we went to one of those elephant shows, and yeah, they were looking for some volunteers. I volunteered. I was chosen. And I had to lay down, and I received a massage from an elephant.
Wow. Elephants are heavy, though. What was? Did they step on you or something?
No, it used its trunk.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Rebecca, nice. All right. Okay. So elephants are awesome. They're wonderful creatures. But some elephants are just trying to stay alive. Now, to stay alive here, this means to survive.
Right. For example, many, many years ago, I heard about this plane crash that happened. Several people survived, thank goodness, but they had to eat some pretty nasty things just to stay alive.
Interesting. Well, this lesson talks about how elephants might be afraid of something, but the opposite of being afraid is to have courage. Let's learn some courage idioms in the
Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. In our lives, we will all encounter things that we are afraid of, and it is important for us to learn how to deal with our fears.
Rex,
what do you do when you have to do something you are afraid of?
You know, I'm a singer. I still remember when I was singing on stage in front of my whole school for the first time. I was so scared. I had to screw up my courage to sing in front of my teachers and friends.
I can imagine. And you used a great phrase. To screw up one's courage means that you have to work hard to build up enough courage to do something. So Rex needed to encourage himself internally in order to do something he was afraid of.
Yeah, after all these years working as a singer, I have learned that you really had to have guts to do something as scary as being on stage.
That's a very interesting expression, to have guts. The word guts refers to the organs in our digestive tract, especially the intestines and stomach. When we are really nervous, we have this very uncomfortable feeling in our stomach. If it's really bad, it makes us throw up. But if we have guts, then we have enough courage to do something.
当我们必须鼓起勇气去做一些令我们恐惧的事情，我们可以说 I have to screw up my courage to sing on stage. 我必须鼓起勇气才能上台演唱。特别需要注意的是 screw up 是我们经常听到的俚语，就是搞砸的意思。但是当你说 screw up your courage, 却有鼓起勇气、绷紧神经的含义，是完全不同的意思。由于紧张或压力大的时候，我们经常会感到胃痛，所以你也可以说 he has guts, 他的肠胃很强，能够承担所有的压力，挑战自己的恐惧。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning with a lesson called The Survival of Elephants. And so far we've learned that elephants can sometimes feel like refugees. Now we'll learn more about that throughout the lesson. But let's continue to learn about why elephants are so afraid right now.
The survival of elephants. What, you may ask, could possibly pose this serious of a threat to these giants? This question can be answered in one simple word. Poachers. They are killing both bush elephants and forest elephants by the tens of thousands. And what is the motivation behind all of this killing? Elephant tusks. These long teeth grow outside the elephants' mouths throughout their lives. Both males and females have them and use them for feeding, digging, and fighting. But those poaching these precious pachyderms see their tusks as money in their pockets in the form of ivory.
Okay, 接下来我们看 poacher 这个名词。Poacher 是指盗猎者。例如 poachers are responsible for the decrease in the number of whales.鲸鱼的数量减少是因为盗猎者所造成的，或者是 the poachers work with smugglers to ship the fur to other countries. 这些盗猎者和走私者合作把毛皮送到国外。如果把刺猬的 er 去掉 ，poach 就是动词，意思是盗猎或者是窃取别人的东西。例如 ，these men were arrested while poaching leopards. 这些人在偷猎花豹时被逮捕。或者是 Peter admitted that he poached this idea from his co-worker. Peter 承认这个点子是盗用同事的。所以我们看的是 pachyderm 这个名词 ,D-E-R-M 这个字根有皮肤的意思。所以 pachyderm 是指厚皮动物，例如大象、犀牛或者是河马等等。G-C-H 在这里是发 k 的音，念成 pachyderm。例如 ,some local Africans do not like elephants and complain that the pachyderms are ruining their farms. 有些非洲当地人并不喜欢大象，他们抱怨这些后皮动物一直在破坏他们的农场。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks, Michelle. All right, so let's continue here. What, you may ask, could possibly pose this serious of a threat to these giants? So there again is a question that's just like the one we talked about earlier. What could possibly pose a serious threat to these giant creatures?
This question can be answered in one simple word. Poachers. What is a poacher? Well, a poacher is someone that is killing or that kills elephants.
Mm-hmm.
They are killing both bush elephants and forest elephants by the tens of thousands.
And that is really sad. But before we continue thinking about that, let's talk about this phrase that we think is useful, okay? They're doing this by the number, okay, by the tens of thousands. You use this to describe many of something or a group of things that are doing something at the same time.
For example, people started piling into the auditorium by the hundreds. They were so excited about the music, about the band that was going to be playing.
Exactly. So Rebecca said by the hundreds. Our lesson says by the thousands. Now you can say by the, and you don't have to use a number of some kind. You can use another form of measurement. For example, they were carrying in boxes by the truckloads. Mm-hmm. So however many boxes they could fit on the back of a truck, they were doing it by the truckload.
And what is the motivation behind all this killing? Before we answer this question, there's another phrase we want to talk about, and that is the phrase, the motivation behind something.
That's right. Well, all of us do actions, right? We have different behaviors, and sometimes we don't have a reason, but most of the time we do have a reason for doing what we do. So the motivation behind something is the reason why you do something.
For example, someone might ask you, so I really appreciate you baking me these cookies, but what is the motivation behind you giving me these cookies? So what is the reason behind it? Sometimes you do something because you want something in return. Right?
Yeah, that's right. We call that strings attached. We do something nice for somebody else, hoping that they will also do something nice for us.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your motivation behind what you do?
And continue on, we answer the question, and what is the motivation behind all this killing? Elephant tusks. These long teeth grow outside the elephant's mouths throughout their lives.
Yeah, and now it's not in our lesson, but actually it is in our lesson. Okay, so both males and females have them and use them for feeding, digging, and fighting. So the reason I said that was because some people think, well, maybe you can just take the tusks out of elephants at an early age, and because they don't really need them, but actually they do really need them. Elephants use their tusks for many things.
Right, and if you were to take the tusk out of its, you know, body at a really young age, it really wouldn't even be very big.
You mean the tusk? Well, right. No, but the idea is so that people don't poach them. So people don't even want to hunt them.
Oh.
You know what I mean? If you see that an elephant has no tusks, then you're like, okay, well, there's nothing valuable about that I can sell. And so that's the idea. Some people will say, oh, maybe you should just remove the teeth at an early age.
Oh.
But the elephants need those tusks.
Right. Elephants need their tusks. Now, speaking of tusks and ivory, have you heard of the phrase, tickle the ivories?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Our lesson ends with the word ivory, right? Some things are made in the form of ivory, like little souvenirs or things like that. But we also wanted to talk about to tickle the ivories. This means to play the piano. This is just an idiom that means to play the piano, because it used to be that piano keys were made of ivories, so it looks like you're tickling the ivories.
That's right. Well, I would love to tickle the ivories right now, but actually,
okay.
It's time for
a concert from Rebecca.
It's time for the SE Challenge.
Oh, yes. Friends, for today's SE Challenge, we have some people who are actually often competitors with each other. They work for opposing companies, different companies, but they're both lion tamers. Yes, let's welcome Bob, the lion tamer.
Hello, everyone. I am the lion tamer. My name is Bob.
You're a very serious lion tamer.
Yes.
Very serious about your job. And we have Gertrude, the lion tamer.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, excellent. Sounds like you're very excited about this challenge.
Maybe.
Maybe. Mm. All right, well, let's get right to it here. Number one, what kind of person does the author compare elephants to? A, men. B, women. C, refugees. Or D, poachers? Yes.
That would definitely probably be B, women.
B, women. What about you, Gertrude?
I say A, men.
Okay. Let's not bring your fighting into the studio here. The answer is neither A nor B. The answer is actually C, refugees.
What?
Yeah, our lesson compares elephants to refugees because that's how they feel sometimes. Let's continue on with number two.
Right.
What are elephants afraid of? A, men. B, women. C, refugees. Or D, poachers?
I know this one.
Yes, Gertrude?
D, poachers.
Bob, do you have a guess?
I'm going to say C.
C, refugees. Elephants are afraid of refugees?
Yeah,
yes.
That doesn't make sense.
Right.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Well, maybe some are scary. However, poachers are a little bit scarier with their guns.
Much scarier.
So Gertrude has 1 point.
Yes.
D, poachers. Okay, number three. What kind of animal is an elephant? A, giant. B, mammal. Or C, pachyderm? That was you again, Gertrude.
I will say C, pachyderm.
C, pachyderm.
I'm going to say B.
A mammal.
Yes.
Nobody wanted to guess giant. Elephants are giant mammals that are also pachyderms.
You didn't give us that option.
It's all three. Okay.
Call all of the above. That can be an option.
All right. Okay, fine. That was a trick question. But friends, yes, you knew the answer probably, right? Giants, mammals, and pachyderms. An elephant, you can use those words to describe elephants. Well, I'll give you each a point for that.
But my answer was more correct.
And it was first. And you got number two correct.
Mm-hmm.
So Gertrude the Lion Tamer is today's winner.
No.
Yes. I am the winner.
But,
sorry.
Bob, you did a great job too.
Thanks.
But I would say,
yeah, nice try.
Don't leave your day job. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you all next time for the
SC Challenge.
No, this is not made of real ivory. It's just plastic. Friends, don't buy ivory.
That's right. Save the elephants. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us today. We have more to talk about and more to learn about elephants, so make sure you come back right here on Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.